It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was truly founded on Kingdom Principles, a show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do with my co-hosts, Niles and KJ, every Wednesday. And it's all Kingdom Principles. Here they come. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Welcome. Absolutely wonderful now to see your faces. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk a kingdom principle that I'm really excited about because it's going to hopefully dispel a myth between slothfulness and being lazy. And then later on in the show, of course, we have trending topics. And later on, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk something that is truly going to be, I think, monumental and show another side of us that perhaps you hadn't seen. All right, so stay tuned for that. Now, when I was talking to KJ, right, he says, well, Doc, what's going to be the principle for today? And I said, you know, I want to talk about just three pitfalls of slowness. And I want to, one, tell what they are, and then two, how to avoid them. So I'm doing my studying, I'm reading, right? And I'm reading that your inability to do what you're supposed to do, God likens to the brother of the great waster. So I'm thinking, okay, how does that tie in to what we see today and what we've experienced? So I said, ascribing to the mindset of I have time, that's the first one. And I'm not ready to XYZ, whatever that XYZ is. You oftentimes feel like, well, I'm just not ready to do it. And let's, for all intents and purposes, say that that XYZ is purpose. Now, how to combat that particular principle or that feeling like the pitfall of slowfulness is abound is one, every day start by reminding yourself a promise that is written that you truly are fearfully and wonderfully made, right? And then two, think about if you do not do what you're supposed to do with the time that you're allotted to do it, you gotta kind of give an account to that time. Of that time. And for us at the Dr. Tanji Show, our time, of course, is allotted for him. Everything that we do, we want him to glory in what we're doing, so we don't waste time. The second thing that I really want you to be kind of cognizant of when you're thinking about avoiding a pitfall of slowfulness is thinking that you don't have everything that you need to do what you're supposed to do. I thought that for so many years, and I started looking outside of myself for my purpose, or perhaps it's what people say that I'm supposed to do. But for, again, all intents and purposes, you were born with everything that you need to accomplish what you're supposed to be doing. So please, and I say this to my guys all the time, don't wait till you get 50 years old to start living the life that you're supposed to be living. Man, come on. I don't have another 15 or 35 years to say, hey, guys, let's go. Let's get into purpose. So I don't want you to waste time believing that you don't have everything that you need. And the final pitfall that I want to share with my ladies who are listening. Guys, I'm not being partial here, but if you have found yourself in all things COVID and you think that, well, I'm just being lazy, I'm not really feeling myself, I'm not thinking like I should, or I'm not as sharp as I once was, or I just don't feel like being bothered. If you found yourself in that position, and I'm going to be open, honest, and sincere, God, I fight the good fight of faith every morning when I get up. Because there are some days when I just don't feel like it. I want you to be able to distinguish between being unproductive or slothful, okay? Knowing that you're having your need and you don't do it, thinking that you have enough time and you don't want to do it or you don't do it. I want you to be mindful that mental health is just as important as me losing a few more pounds or guys getting your muscles. Mental health is so very important. And in this particular season that we've all been in, we may have lost loved ones or what have you, please make sure to know you're getting psychological help, ascribing to a psychiatrist, or just get a fine tune up. It's okay, all right? Remember, we're in this thing called life together. You're not by yourself, and I really do mean that. And I'd like to hear my guys' points of view with the three pitfalls of being slothful, guys, and how to avoid them.
Take it away, KJ.
I know, right? Anybody.
Here we go. I think this is super important because slowfulness and laziness and not feeling like, okay, I don't want to do this. There are two ways to take this conversation. We can address the fact, okay, is it what you're feeling, or is it because you're not disciplined enough to accomplish the job at the task that you said that you wanted to do? I'm taking it from the discipline perspective, because when you're disciplined, when you get into that rut, you're already in a habit of like, okay, I gotta do it. I can't break it. But then if it's like the feeling of like, okay, why am I awake right now? I don't want to do anything, you know, which I've had before of like, I'm up and I'm like, it's a day, another penny, you know, because of the whole COVID situation, because one, I like interacting with people, I like having conversations with people. Being at a screen all day isn't the best, and it makes you very lax and lackadaisical. But one tip that I have for myself is, I read this online. If you're going to start a task, but you just don't want to do it, you have the high functioning anxiety of like, I want to do it while I'm under pressure, which I've been accustomed to doing when I don't want to do anything. Set a timer on your phone for 5 minutes. You know, because you're doing the task, you're already doing it right now. You're already getting into that groove. So what I have to say about that, you just start. Just begin those tasks that you need to handle. And if you do feel not mentally well, like Dr. Tanya said, seek help. Talk about it. Write it down, because it clears the junk in your mind, because we can create scenarios in our mind that will then inhibit us in our performance, you know. But I'm going to get back to that topic, but like, I want to pass it on to Miles.
Well, thank you. Just to keep it simple, there are no shortcuts to greatness and favorable outcomes. You know, you have to prepare your mind and soul for it. Nothing comes from laziness. Well, maybe sleep, but you know, we're here for more than that. But while you aren't working, nothing is being done. I mean, that's pretty simple to think of it that way. We are here for a certain period of time, so it's best to maximize our time here. Out of respect to God and the people, don't cheat God and don't cheat the people. We need to see your gift. Don't cheat the people of what God put in you. He put that thing in you for a reason. When you're invested and when you're active, folks see you, they feel you, they hear you, and with that, they walk away with nourishment, and you walk away with nourishment when you're invigorated and audacious enough to get down and get busy and you know, work on yourself, your dreams, and, you know, be responsible with, you know, the reason and the why, you know, God put you here for. And when we do that, it edifies God and it serves the people and it serves God's vision for you. So, I mean, it's pretty simple, you know, when you're lazy and when you're, you know, just sitting around.
You have to think about all the things that aren't getting done, but you also have to think about the time that, you know, that is borrowed, you know, and the time that is allotted, you know, maximize that time, get the most out of life. And, you know, you want to get that job well done at the end of the day, you know, when it comes to meeting with the creator. So you just have to think about how valuable time is and where time comes from. Time comes from God, you know. So I think there's a difference between getting rest and being lazy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like lazy also is accompanied, you know, by a mindset. And I guess a shift needs to occur. We all need rest after we do work. But if you're just, you know, resting to rest and nothing is being done, you may want to reevaluate, you know, the path that you're on and you know, where you are at that time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do want to make certain that people understand that do not compare yourself to what other people are doing this particular time in their lives, because mm-hmm. you don't want that extra. I don't want anyone to think, oh my God, I got busy, I got to be busy. If you're not purposefully busy, then you're just busy and you're not probably going to get any fruit from that particular labor that's going to last anyway. So be mindful that your race is not like someone else's race, sure. but don't discount your race. I remember so vividly thinking that, you know, one day I could go to med school or one day I could, you know, do acting. And I remember as a little girl wanting to do that. I mean, I would just, I'd look in the mirror and I'd just say it as a child, right? But I remember, and this is a little off course, but I remember saying it to some people growing up and they were laughing, right? Like, you could never do that. If I had believed, every time I said what I'm going to do as a child, what someone told me I wasn't going to do, that would have been the race that I would have been running and it wouldn't have been mine. So what am I saying here? Just when you're running your race, all right, and you're doing those things that's needful for you to do, everybody may not be privy to how you're running. For they sure. just may see you running. It's okay to do that.
Because we're all complex. You have to understand that we all have like our ups and downs, and we don't see that. We see the painting. We see the glow. We don't see the grit and the grind that it took to get to that
Come
spot.
On, man.
Just, I should be there right now, but you don't know how long that person has been waiting. You don't know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is to piggyback off of what you said, Tanji. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think of it like track runners, right? And they're running mm-hmm. a race. Everybody sees the destination, right? But everybody has their own lane. Everybody is doing what they have to do to, you know, get to that to that outcome. I guess when it comes to life, though, at the finish line, you're met by God. You know, you're met by purpose. You know, so that mm-hmm. alone should make you want to finish the race.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. And segueing into that, I'd like to hear your opinion, listeners and watchers of the Dr. Tanji Show, just to kind of see what you're thinking. You're more than free to call us at 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And while we're talking about engagement, I owe you an apology from the depths of my soul. I had a moment of temporary insanity and I looked at the clock and it was 8:00 and I'm thinking, oh boy. But Monday morning, God's willing and the creek to rise. You see your girl on Facebook Live talking all things. Man, come on and let's encourage one another. Maybe I'll show up and you'll encourage me. How about that? But anyway, that's Mondays, Talk to Tanji on Facebook Live. And of course, I want to thank our beautiful benefactors, 5878 Buford Highway, Suite 9, 1, 2, and 3, who's sponsoring today's show, this month's show. That's none other than me and my Nana. in my NANA, a home care agency that's licensed. We have 32 counties that we're presently serving, and we're excited. And if I'm not mistaken, they are doing hiring right now. So they're looking for nurses, RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and PCTs, patient care technicians. That's me and my NANA. The phone number there is 678-381-1540. Go on over there and or call and tell Johanna and Ty and Kenya and our DON, Sarah, hello, and Dr. Tanji said, hook you up. All right. Moving right along. What's going on in the world today?
Hey, you know, we've been doing this all month. It's Women's History Month. So we're congratulating women in our world who have made an impact, because you women, everybody, you know, whether you're 1 year old, whether you're 99 years old, whether you're 27, you know, you are very important to our world, and you guys bring an individual light that shines bright. Oh, that rhymed. I like that. That's all right.
I like that. Go again. All right. And you need to tango, man, if you like that.
But we just want to highlight different women throughout history. We've been doing this for every show of this month. But we're going to be kicking off we're going to be doing this throughout the year, you know, highlighting different people who have impacted our world, you know. And one woman in particular, please don't let me butcher this. All right, here we go. Malala Yousafzai. Did I say it right? I don't know. All right. But if you guys don't know her story, she was born on July 12th, 1997, in Pakistan. She's an advocate for children's education, women's rights. Her story basically starts with, was founded with, she was sitting on the bus heading to school where two members of the Taliban stopped the bus, you know. They then called for her name specifically because of her advocacy for women's education and equal education. They began to fire at her three times. One of the bullet exited her head and was lodged in her shoulder. She was seriously wounded. All right. She survived. The shots from the Taliban, but it was that story that then launched her advocacy for equal education, because during that time, women were not allowed to have education in Pakistan. So in 2014, she won the Nobel Peace Prize at age 17, and she was and she also spoke at the United Nations, and she also today has an organization called the Malala Fund. Through education, it empowers girls to achieve their potential and become confident and strong leaders in their own countries. So Malala Yousafzai, I keep butchering her name. Oh my gosh.
You did good, man. What's up?
I've been practicing, but she has impacted women, young girls around the world, to empower them and provide equal education and leadership for all women in the Malala Fund. So let's give a hand up for her.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yeah, and also another thing in the news, the Grammys were this weekend. Hey, it's such a great time to listen to music during this time, but everything has been virtual and all the award shows and all that. But Beyonce just made history. You know, she has won the most Grammys. She's the one. I cannot speak today.
You're doing it, man. You're doing wonderful. You are.
She has won the most Grammys as a female artist. So that is a crazy feat to make. You know, we know Beyonce from Destiny's Child. She grew up from Houston, Texas, and she made it this far, winning the most Grammys this past weekend. And it's so incredible just to see the growth from this young woman into who she is today. And one other great woman I want to highlight is Tiffany Haddish. She was filming a show, and then one of the producers in her ear was like giving her lines to say. And one of the lines that she had to say is like, you just won a Grammy. And she then began to break down in tears. You know, no, in her category, the category that she won, she's a Black woman hasn't won in that category since 1986. That was Whoopi Goldberg for comedic song. It was a comedic songwriting album. I could be wrong right there. I'm sorry. But that's just incredible to see, you know?
That is incredible.
Because 1986, that's crazy. That's crazy just to witness and just to see how humble she was accepting that award while she was filming. It was a tearjerker.
Sure.
Kent Powers, if you guys have not seen One Night in Miami on Amazon Prime, directed by Regina King, I recommend you guys go see it. The writer of that movie, Kent Powers, he was actually a playwright. He wrote it as a play first. He was nominated for an Oscar. He also wrote Soul with Jamie Foxx. So I want to give a shout out to him. He spoke at Pepperdine a few months ago. And congratulations, Kent Powers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
There has been a lot going on in our country regarding Asian discrimination. There was an event today, this morning, at an Asian spa parlor in Atlanta. There was a young man who came in and shot three, if I'm correct, who fired off at three massage parlors, was it? Yes. Mm-hmm. And he was arrested today. I just want to say about that regarding what's happening in our world with Asian Americans, even though he claims that it wasn't because they were Asian Americans, but like we have been seeing a lot in the news, how they've been assaulted, how they've been beat up and killed.
During the pandemic.
During the pandemic.
You know, because of the so-called China virus, and that sparked up a lot of things.
Yes,
in quotations, you guys can't see it, but in quotation marks.
In quotations. It's not okay. Let's just put it plain and simple. You know, whether you're Asian, whether you're Native American, whether you're Black, even whether you're white, you know, there is no called, it's not called for you to beat up on somebody randomly, you know, because that's
or in general. Don't just go around beating up people. Okay?
But like, in all seriousness, that's not right. You know, absolutely. We are better than that. We need to rise above that. You know, if you let's say you are that person who is doing that and you're watching this show, you need to actually sit down with somebody to talk through your thoughts, because that is not okay. And absolutely. I am not going to sit here and act like it is, because I do have friends who are Asian Americans. And if I had to picture one of my friends in that same scenario, I would be floored.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Our prayers goes out to the members who were in the massage parlor, and also for those or other and for the family members as well. Go ahead, Niles.
I was just going to say, that's just a reminder that our hearts constantly need work, and that's all of us, you know, not just the guy who, you know, shot the individuals, but we have to consistently pray for God to renew our hearts and our minds, because each and every day we wake up, we're accruing dirt. Like, this world just throws dirt at you, and it's not a heavenly place there. So with that, you know, we have to remember, you know, even for the guy, of course, like, it might be it's a heart issue there, but we have heart issues that, you know, we have to deal with as well.
100%.
Our stuff just looks a little different.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you. This topic is actually it's heavy, because Demi Lovato released a trailer of her upcoming documentary Dancing with the Devil. It documents her and her battle with mental health, sexual assault, drug abuse, and so on in her career, in her acting career, in her music career. I just want to pull from one quote just to give you a little bit of context of where she's coming from. So she was, if you guys don't know the story, she was overdosed, found on the floor, but also she was raped at the same time, you know, during that time. So here's this is the quote that she said. When they found me, I was naked. I was blue, and I was literally left for dead after he took advantage of me. You know, when I woke up in the hospital, they asked me if I had consensual sex. There was one flash I had of him on top of me. I saw the flash and said yes. It wasn't until a month after my overdose until I realized you weren't in a state of mind to make a consensual decision. That was the person who did that. A name was not given, but it was her drug dealer at the time when she was battling her addiction.
Did they find him, or
I didn't go too deep into it because I kind of documentary. It releases on March 23rd, I believe. But Jess, I was watching the trailer and she said, "I'm just gonna tell you everything and we'll edit out what doesn't work." The courage that it took for her to sit down and just talk about how she's able to overcome though her current situation, I believe that is a beautiful sign. Yeah,
and for sure.
She said,
especially.
I'm about to wrap up. Go ahead.
No. Transparency, being honest about your experiences and your flaws and your issues, like that takes a certain level of strength. Especially in this current environment where we're all trying to hide and pretend to be something that we're actually not. And we've gotten, you know, to be quite good friends with our facades, you know. So you always have to appreciate, you know, people who are transparent about their humanness.
Absolutely. And having the courage, like you guys were saying, to even not so much as pretend to be this figure of your imagination, but having so much of that hurt and that baggage and those scars that you're afraid that you really saw my scars, or if you really saw what I was dealing with, maybe you wouldn't like me for the person that I am now, because I was able with him to overcome all of that. So a lot of times people carry all of that, and they're the biggest smiles in the room. They're the biggest hugs when you see them. But, you know, it just goes back to just getting to know people, getting to really know them. You know what I mean? And that's what this thing called life is about, man. If you've overcome something, it is your duty as a human being to go back. Even the Bible tells us that we overcome by every word of a person's testimony, you know? Yeah. So let's be mindful when we see people, that when you do see them smiling, just kind of make certain that, yeah, I see that smile, and you're not dredging up anything nasty. You're just, hey, you're good, right?
You're good,
right?
We're going to put a conversation real fast because we're going to bring it up on the lighter half of the show.
Okay. But this
is an important conversation, because I would encourage people this, then we're going to be moving on. Instead of asking how people are, ask them how are they really doing, you know? Mm. You say, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm good. No, how are you really? You know, that's something.
Well, how's your heart? What condition are you in?
But
I'm saying that's real. Like, how's your condition? Because we're all in some condition. I don't care about that PC stuff. Get to the real. Putting on a facade. We all stink. Period. We all have things to work on. So.
We all have stink. You know, it took her. She's been wanting to tell everybody the truth for about 2 years since that major incident happened. Check it out. It's called Dancing with the Devil, featuring Demi Lovato. It is the true uncut story of what happened throughout our childhood. There's a lot of inspirational things you guys can look out for, and also things you can do to seek help as well. So, Dr. T, what's happening this
week? Yeah, man. All right, now, with the not begging, but I'm begging. And this begging is for you. Please give yourself 1 hour. Give yourself 1 hour Sunday, March 21st at 11 o'clock, our time, Pacific Standard Time. I'll be there. And I've got wonderful guests that'll be there as well. But it's not to do anything other than just ask that question. What excuses are you giving yourself to not live the life that you really are supposed to? I get it. Yeah. I get it. We've suffered some major losses this year, last year. But man, if you remember that your future is right here and not outside of you, you guys, come on, live from the inside out. And that our virtual brunch on Sunday will show you just how to do that. And I think some questions will be asked of me that are kind of behind the scenes. So
behind the scenes. Bring your brunch and sit down with Dr. T. Absolutely. You guys don't want to miss this.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. I promise you, 60 minutes of your time, and then you're free to do whatever you want to do for the remainder of the day. But do join me. All right. Now, housekeeping. Forgive me, please. My computer went out. Oh, don't forget, I'm your girl, Monday morning, 7-ish. Talk to Tanji. We're going to encourage one another. How about that? And that's Talk to Tanji Facebook Live Monday is 7-ish. And we've uploaded a lot of our past shows on our YouTube channel at Dr. Tanji Show. And one of the ones that was really a lot of fun to do and to have KJ to produce was Walk of Faith. This is part 4. And this is with Lexi Chow and Kawan DeBose. Did I say
actually,
that correctly?
Actually, there was a typo in our outline. it is What is Living Abundantly with Everett Taylor. This is when Dr. Tanji explains what it truly means to live in abundance. Also, serial entrepreneur and public speaker Everett Taylor joins the show to tell us his story from rags to riches. So,
and all of this is brought to you by our sponsors for this month, me and my nana. Don't forget, they do in-home child care, they do professional nannies, and their specialty right now is all things senior. So give them a call at 678-381-1540. Tell them your girl Dr. Tanji said call, and they are hiring. And they pay pretty good, too, for Atlanta cost of living. I think they do. Was that wrong to say? Now, what do people want to know, KJ and Niles?
Well, we want to know is the truth. We want to know the truth, you know, and this ties into the segment about Demi Lovato, how she was able to speak her truth. So in this segment, the question that I want to propose to you guys is, what is your truth? And why do we shy away from the truth? And why do we get hurt when other people share their truth, either about you or about ourselves or about someone else?
That's a loaded question.
You might have to ask that again. Slow it down.
Okay, let's start like this. What is your truth? What makes you who you are? What are you standing on right now that is part of your life?
I think your truth consists of many different things. It consists of your experience, you know, the things that you've acquired and learned and gone through here on this earth that helps to shape that. They have to shape your truth. The reason why they call it your truth is because it's subjective, and it's subjective to your experience. Your truth is being honest about, as I said earlier, your condition. Your truth is being honest about what's in your heart, what's in your mind, what's in your soul. Your truth is being honest about your flaws. Your truth is being honest about the things that sit in your soul that nobody else knows. Your truth can help other people on their journey by providing your perspective and then also helping to help that person deal with their perspective, sort things out. I mean, when you think of truth in general, God is truth, right? Jesus Christ is truth, right? But Jesus Christ, we also understand his truth through his experience. He spoke his truth. We see that in the Bible. You know, it's coming from that honest place about the things that you went through while you're here, what it did to you, how it shaped you, how it molded you, how it hurt you, how it, you know, pressed you, you know?
Now, I'm going to stop you right there because that was a very, very good, cute answer.
First of all, don't be stopping me. Hold on.
My question is, what is your truth? As Niles Finkley, what is yours true?
Truth? Oh, okay. I thought you said, what is truth? Well, let me break down truth first. I already took you there, okay? You got to let people know the origin before you jump into the thing about you. But my truth, I mean, I've spoken my truth many different times, but man, to tell you the truth, I feel like it's become a bit cliche nowadays. You know, you hear my truth and whatever else. But who am I? My truth. My name is Niles Finkley. You know, I'm a sinner. I'm someone who understands God's purpose for my life. I understand, you know, what God put me here to do. And I also understand that the things that were sitting in my soul before, all the experiences that I dealt with prior to getting here, at the time, I didn't understand why I went through them, the things that hurt me, you know, but now I'm starting to understand all of those experiences and why I experienced those things, because it's helping to add to the journey and my understanding. It's providing me with fuel. Niles Finkley is still trying to figure it out. Niles Finkley is, you know, still that progress, that project, you know, and progress. Niles Finkley is praying to God each and every morning, thanking God, you know, for life and another chance to you know, do this thing called life again. Niles Finkley is still sorting through insecurities. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a little tidbit. Niles Finkley is still trying to strip away the image that I made for myself to protect myself from the world. Niles Finkley is chipping away at that every day so people can see his transparency, mm-hmm. you know, which will help them through their journey and their experience.
I'm sorry to cut you off. That makes you who you are. That's like the founding experiences and things that help you become the man of God that you are striving to be, you know?
Yeah.
Super important. Dr. T, let's go there.
Wow. You know, I was listening intuitively what Niles is saying. And as he was saying, my truth, and I'm, you know, this is not necessarily my truth, but Niles Finkley is. I could see every layer that he was saying, man, just stripping away. And I'm thinking, wow. Whoa, Nelly.
That wasn't cute, was it, KJ? Mm-hmm. <We're> so good.
to answer your question, I want to make certain that I understand your question entirely. You're not saying what is my truth, because my truth doesn't matter. You're asking me the truth? What are you asking?
What is your truth? My truth. Okay, that's all right. Very good.
My truth really does not matter. My truth, I swear to you, my truth really? Is none of the experience. Yeah, man, come on.
I see where you're at.
Oh my God, no.
I get what you're saying. That's why I started with that first. I said technically God is truth.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it comes down to, but yeah.
Hey, the reason why I asked this question is because of those who are not, who don't understand the concept of the kingdom.
That's where I'm going, babe. Exactly. You wouldn't let me finish.
I'm sorry.
You thought I was just going to be somewhere out there. Nope, not today. I want people to understand, because I had learned this myself. My truth was not being houseless three times. My truth is not the repos. My truth is not the rape. My truth is not starting more businesses than failing more than I've succeeded. That's not my truth. No, man. when I discovered what the truth is, my truth had to take a back seat. The truth is Jesus came to give us back. So what our forefathers had given away, control over your circumstances by renewing your mind every day, by looking at what you see, but speaking what you know, no matter if you're speaking it in the back of your car, no matter if you're at the Motel 6 speaking it and you're looking out of a window and saying, but I'm better than this. And then still having to go down to a homeless kitchen, go down to LA Mission and teach a young man that's 28 years old how to read. Bro, that ain't my truth. My truth is doing exactly what this man told me to do and being, even if it looked like I'm failing. Even if it looked like, oh my God, you're taking 3 steps back. Bro, you got an MD degree. Won't you go on and make them 6 figures and do your thing? But if God tells you this is your life, who am I to say, but that ain't my truth, Lord. My truth is what they said I was. My truth is what they said I'm supposed to be with this degree. Bruh, that ain't my truth. My truth is getting in this word every day and saying, look, when I look in the mirror, I need to be looking like you. I don't want to look like Tanji. Because now is right. We are filthy. We were shapen in iniquity. But because we have been born anew, who am I to remind this man of where I was born? No, bruh. I am a son. And anybody who's led by the Holy Spirit is a son. It's time out for us pretending like we are low-level material. No, man. I am who he says that I am. Whether I have a house or not. Whether I'm on the bus or not, don't make me. Whether I'm 16 years old and pregnant and missed the opportunity for going into whatever profession I thought I was going to go in. My truth does not matter in this. Because when I stand before him, I'm not going to tell him, hey, how'd I do? I did everything everybody told me that I was, Dad. I made a couple $1 million. But then this man tell me, depart from me, you worker who did what you wanted to do. That's iniquity, bruh. And yeah. I'm not her anymore. So when you ask that question for someone who's listening and want to get out of their own way,
yeah,
get out your own way. Get out your own way. Pretend like this is your last day. Do you really want to go like this? What about those promises that you made to your children or to yourself or to your God? Doesn't it matter?
You know, one thing that I love about you, both of you guys had amazing answers. One thing that I love about it now is you started speaking your name because your name has a meaning.
Yes.
Your
name
something. And taunting the way you both answered it was, you guys didn't talk about from your truth. You guys didn't talk about like, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. No, you said, no, God said I'm this. He said I'm this. I am overcoming this, you know? And that's what the beautiful thing is about our truth. Our truth is when we take our own situations that we've battled with that, you know, I'll use this analogy. You see a little kid and her mother and their mother has like these giant angel wings. All right? Beautiful. The kid then goes in for the hug. We now see the back of the wings and how it has some blood and arrows on the back of the wings. You don't understand what that mother went through to protect that child. All the child sees is her truth. She doesn't see the flaws. She doesn't see the pain that the world has gone through, that she has gone through, but she just sees a strong, powerful woman who is constantly loving, caring, providing, and that is the truth. We all have blood on our back. We all have arrows. We all have like swords. We all have like scars. But at the end of the day, it just built our character. It built our structure, and it revealed to us. Here's the thing: it doesn't reveal to God because God already knows who we are. It reveals to us what God told us we are, and that was the truth.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I know I mentioned this earlier before I started talking, like you hear the term my truth nowadays so much to the point where it's, to me, that doesn't mean anything anymore. People say, you know, my truth, just because I feel like it loses, for a lot of folks, it's from like a superficial perspective when they say my truth. It can just be a simple opinion or how they feel about something or someone else. So like with that, you know, in what we did, I really challenge people to like really dig to the core, like the core of who you are. And of course, as we both said, at the core of who you are should be God, you know, wrapped in flaws or whatever else. But like truly like dig deep and ask yourself that question, not just who am I, but who am I in God? Because that's what it comes down to. Like we are our God's children. Like when you think of it, God is our parent. You know, more and more we talk about our truth, that also should show us, you know, and remind us how flawed we really are. And our truth should lead to God, because the truth is about experience and iniquity and all that. In order to cleanse all of that, you have to look to the one, and that's God.
100%. The truth
hurts. Don't you love shows? Yeah, man. Don't you love shows like this?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Because, you know, how can we be more comfortable telling the truth? Or how can we be more comfortable hearing the truth?
Yeah. I think... Go ahead. Sorry.
The reason I like this segment, you know, not only because of like what the thing with Demi Lovato, movie with Demi Lovato, but I read a play that was packed with lies. A guy was posing as somebody else, and the moment when his lover realized the truth, he was somebody completely different. He was saying, "Oh, I'm from China," but no, I'm from like San Francisco, and that shattered his lover. The truth shattered her. So my question is, how can we be more comfortable either accepting the truth, or is it supposed to hurt us?
Yeah. I think we have to embrace the human experience. And I always say this, the one thing that connects us, of course, is God. But aside from that, the one thing that interconnects everything and brings us together is struggle, pain, and hurt. Because we all felt that and will feel that at one time in our life. And we have to think about like what that does is it poses commonalities for us. It's something that we can't escape based on our humanness, based on humanity, based on our human, you know, condition. And I think when we come from that perspective, we also like would realize like even this person who's sitting next to us, who we look up to and we aspire to be like them, even if it's Denzel Washington or whatever else, we put them on a pedestal. But then you realize that person, once again, as we mentioned earlier, is running their own race. That person is dealing with their own struggle, pain, and heart. So I think in doing that, it takes away, you know, that protector and that protection that you form for yourself, that shield, and then that vulnerability. I think at the core of all this is vulnerability. Like we have to be vulnerable because everybody else is going through something else in their experience. You know, we have to think about it from that way. Like, get away from trying to be your own God, because that's technically what we're doing. We're trying to be our own God, but acting like we have it all together and we have everything in control. We're all perfect. Get away from being your own God and focus on God, who also told you that you were his child. And as children do, they make mistakes. That's why you have parents to show you and push you to in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. She's on a break of tears, looking at the time.
Get her a yeah. tissue.
No. Because you're right on, man, and I don't want to belabor or take away anything that you've said. Absolutely, you're spot on. With the truth, you want to make certain that when people know your character, and if something that is untrue happened to come across the airwaves or in earshot with someone that knows you, the people that know your character, one, they'll defend it right then and there. Two, they won't bring it back to you in such a way where it's hurtful. If it is true, And you've said, you know what? You're absolutely right, Niall. You're right, KJ. I was out of character, man. I knew better. You should have people in your life that are behind the scenes that hold you to that standard of accountability. Mm-hmm. Now, should the truth hurt? If you are doing something that you have no business, yes, it should hurt. It should. I'm sorry. But it's not there to hurt you. It's there as a signpost, a goalpost. Hey, get back in line. You still got time. But I want you moving forward to truly conscious. Your consciousness really should be on God and not so much as sin conscious. Because what you'll find yourself doing throughout the day, oh my God, I broke a sin. Oh my God, I said a lie. Oh my God. And then there's anxiety. And then there's, you know, you're taking pills to get up out of the bed. You're taking pills to go to bed. You're taking pills to make sure that your mind is straight and cognizant. So in all of that, get into your word. Laugh. And do not take yourself so serious that if someone should say something vile against you, you'll be like, you know what? I may have been that person a couple of years ago. I'm not that person today. And let your yes be yes and your no be no. And that, my friend, is called maturity. That's the perfection that God is looking for. Not to be without flaw. He's already dealt with that. But for you to be mature in everything that you say and do. And that, my friend, is our show. We went over. I'm so sorry. LA Talk, thank you so much. Thank you, Ronan, for all that you do. And Sam, thank you, Niles and KJ. I'm excited about this weekend. I'm excited about life again. I love you so very much. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget to smile from your soul. Bye. Yeah.